Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In and around all the storms, the precipitation of this week, we've been trying to start our 2016 hard red winter wheat harvest here in the southern plains, especially in northern portions of Texas, as well as into southwestern Oklahoma. We've got most areas, according to Plains Grains, their first weekly report of the season, where most areas remaining too wet for harvest. The majority of fields harvested in central Texas still averaging at 14% moisture or above. Further north into southwest Oklahoma, harvest running at a consistent pace yesterday with over 70,000 bushels delivered by late afternoon yesterday. However, we had some big thunderstorms hit that region last night, and that'll be shutting the combines down well into Memorial Day weekend. Meanwhile, we are continuing to worry about price, and according to Dr. Kim Anderson, there's a little bit of hope that price could improve once we get past harvest here in 2016.
Well, prices are low, and producers are concerned about the price, somewhere around $3.80 a bushel. You look at the basis, it's a minus 45 cents in Enid, mostly around the state, around a minus 70, some places a little lower, some up to a minus 80. The KC July contract, around $4.50, so that gives you a cash price of around $3.80. But if you look out towards December and look at that December contract, it's at about 40 cents higher than that July contract at 490. The basis going out that time period, it normally improves. So that futures contract is telling us that prices are expected to increase at least 40 cents, and we should get a dime to 20 cent increase in the basis. So we may see a 60 cent price increase between now and December. Of course, if we have that record world crop, it could put the quajitas on all of this positive outlook.
Now, Kim Anderson loves to preach a mechanical marketing strategy for wheat producers, a third, and a third. Kim, how would that work this season, you think?
Well, I think you should come in this year if you can afford it, maybe a fourth, and then the other three-fourths out over the September, October, November, December time period. A lot could happen in the world. We've been talking about world expectations going down recently. They've been raising everybody's world wheat production.
OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson. The Senate Agriculture Committee in Washington holding a hearing on livestock issues yesterday. One of those testifying was Tracy Bruner from Eastern Kansas. He's the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Bruner believes there's more opportunities than challenges in the cattle industry right now, but the challenges are the result of regulation, specifically rampant overregulation from the Obama administration. He says we need the Senate to focus on defunding EPA's Waters of the U.S. and pass TPP. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows AI'd to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October-December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll-free at 888-926-9696.
That's a check of our agricultural news. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.